Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate this feast of Saint Mary Magdalene, and her entry in the Roman Martyrology reads, July 22nd, Saint Mary Magdalene, who, freed by the Lord from seven demons and made his disciple, followed him even unto Mount Calvary, and merited to first see the Savior risen from the dead early Easter morning, and to bring the announcement of the resurrection to the other disciples. And so this feast day kind of brings to mind what is our motivating force, right? What is it that moves us to do what we do and say what we say and think what we think? And we see in the case of Saint Mary Magdalene, before her conversion, it was most likely she was living for herself, right? That's kind of what happens when you don't live for God. You live for yourself. And this is kind of the satanic motto, isn't it? Isn't their motto something like, do what thou wilt, right? Do your will. Live for yourself. Don't serve God. This is what Satan cried out in his rebellion, I will not serve. And so Saint Mary Magdalene, living for herself, and again, as the entry there to the Roman Martyrology says, that she was freed from seven demons. That's one for each capital sin. And so that's what happens when you live for yourself and you live according to that satanic motto, you open yourself up to demonic influence and even demonic possession, right? But then, thankfully, our Lord freed her, right? Whoever is in Christ is a new creation. The old things have passed away. And so that's what our Lord did with Saint Mary Magdalene. He made her a new creation in himself, so that she might live no longer for herself, but for him. This is again what today's first reading from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians says, the love of Christ impels us. You see that? Her motivating force completely changed. She was transformed, becoming a Christian and a follower of Christ. And so now, instead of living for herself and being led by her nose by demons, she's now led by Christ and the Spirit of Christ, the love of Christ, moving her, motivating her, impelling her. And so she followed him even unto Mount Calvary. You see that? This is what the love of Christ causes souls to do, that they will, living no longer for themselves, they'll even sacrifice themselves. That was an unpleasant place to be. It was a dangerous place to be, there on Mount Calvary. And yet it was the love of Christ that moved her to be there. So for this reason, she merited to see the Savior first risen from the dead on Easter morning and be the one to then announce it to the other disciples. So let's examine our own lives. What is the motivating force in our life? I hope it's the love of Christ, and let's strive to make it that every day in all of our thoughts, words, and actions, allowing our Lord to lead us where he wants. And if we do that faithfully to the end, we too will see the glory of the risen Lord. Saint Mary Magdalene, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.